Watch this. It's really cool. Call Leonard Hofstadter.
Did you say call Helen Boxleitner?
No. Call Leonard Hofstadter.
Did you say call Temple Beth Seder?
No.
Let me try. Call McFlono McFlooniloo.
Calling Rajesh Kuthrapali.
Raj checks his phone.
Oh, it's very impressive. And a little racist. If we're all through playing Mock the Flawed Technology, can we get on with Halo Night? We were supposed to start at 8. It is now 8:06.
So, we'll start now.
Yes, first we have to decide if those lost 6 minutes will be coming out of game time, bathroom time, or the pizza break. We can split it 2, 2, and 2.
If we're having anchovies on the pizza, we can't take it out of bathroom time.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Well, hey, Penny, come on in.
Hey, guys.
See a Penny, pick her up, and all the day you'll have good luck.
No, you won't. Can I hide out here for a while?
Sure. What's going on?
Well, there's this girl I know from back in Nebraska, Christy. Anyway, she called me up and she's like, hey, how's California? And I'm like, awesome, because, you know, it's not Nebraska. And the next thing I know, she's invited herself out here to stay with me.
8:08.
Anyway, she got here today and she's just been in my apartment yakety-yakking about every guy she slept with in Omaha, which is basically every guy in Omaha.
So if you don't like this Christy, why are you letting her stay?
Well, she was engaged to my cousin while she was sleeping with my brother, so she's kind of family.
Yeah, I apologize for my earlier outburst. Who needs Halo?
She has absolutely no standards. This one time she was at... Where's Howard?
Bonjour, mademoiselle. I understand you're new in town.
Oh, good grief.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory. They all look across at Penny's apartment.
Ugh, I cannot believe Christy let Howard into my apartment.
And I cannot believe people pay for horoscopes, but on a more serious note, it's 8:13 and we're still not playing Halo.
Okay, fine. We'll just play one-on-one until he gets back.
One-on-one? We don't play one-on-one. We play teams, not one-on-one. One-on-one.
Well, the only way we can play teams at this point is if we cut Raj in half.
Oh, sure. Cut the foreigner in half. There's a billion more where he came from.
Hey, if you guys need a fourth, I'll play.
Great idea.
No. The wheel was a great idea. Relativity was a great idea. This is a notion, and a rather sucky one at that.
Why?
Why? Oh, Penny, Penny, Penny.
Oh, what?
This is a complex battle simulation with a steep learning curve. There are myriad weapons, vehicles, and strategies to master, not to mention an extremely intricate backstory.
Oh, cool! Whose head did I just blow off?
Mine.
Okay, I got this. Lock and load, boys.
It's the only way we can play teams.
Yes, but whoever's her partner will be hamstrung by her lack of experience, and not to mention the fact that she...
There goes your head again!
Okay, this sounds not good sportsmanship to shoot somebody who's just respawned. You need to give them a chance to... Now, come on! Raj is at the corner. Cover me.
Cover this, suckers!
Penny, you are on fire!
Yes, so is Sheldon!
Okay, that's it. I don't know how, but she is cheating. No one can be that attractive and this skilled at a video game.
Wait, Sheldon, come back. You forgot something.
What?
This plasma grenade.
You laugh now. You just wait until you need tech support.
Yeah, she's kind of a sore loser, isn't he?
Well, to be fair, he's also a rather unpleasant winner.
Well, it's been fun.
You know, Penny, we make such a good team. Maybe we could enter a couple of Halo tournaments sometime.
Or we could just have a life.
I guess for you, that's an option.
Good night, Leonard.
Good night.
As usual, nice talking to you, Raj.
What do you suppose she meant by that?
She's an enigma, Raj.
And another thing, there's a certain ethic to the game, Penny. A well-established...
Go on, Sheldon.
Well, she could have said goodbye.
Okay. I have a problem.
It's called carpal tunnel syndrome, and quite frankly, you deserve it.
What's wrong?
Well, Howard and Christy are kind of hooking up in my bedroom.
Are you sure?
Look, I grew up on a farm, okay? From what I heard, they're either having sex or Howard's caught in a milking machine. Do you mind if I stay here tonight?
No, yeah, take the couch. Or my bed. I just got new pillows, hypoallergenics.
The couch is good.
Hold that thought. Leonard, a moment.
In the kitchen.
Let me guess, you have a problem with this.
Where do I begin?
It's up to you. Crazy person's choice.
Well, first, we don't have house guests. Frankly, if I could afford the rent, I'd ask you to leave.
Your friendship means a lot to me as well. What else?
Well, our earthquake supplies. We have a two-man, two-day kit.
So?
So, if there is an earthquake and the three of us are trapped here, we could be out of food by tomorrow afternoon.
I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that if we let Penny stay, we might succumb to cannibalism?
No one ever thinks it'll happen until it does.
Penny, if you promise not to chew the flesh off our bones while we sleep, you can stay.
What?
He's engaging in reductio ad absurdum. It's the logical fallacy of extending someone's argument to ridiculous proportions and then criticizing the result, and I do not appreciate it.
I'll get you a blanket and a pillow.
Okay, well, since I'm obviously being ignored here, let's go over the morning schedule. I use the bathroom from 7 to 7:20. Plan your ablutions and bodily functions accordingly.
How am I supposed to plan my bodily functions?
I suggest no liquids after 11 p.m.
Here you go.
Thanks, Leonard.
Wrong.
I'm listening.
Your head goes on the other end.
Why?
It's culturally universal. A bed, even a temporary bed, is always oriented with the headboard away from the door. It serves the ancient imperative of protecting oneself against marauders.
I'll risk it. Anything else I should know?
Yes. If you use my toothbrush, I'll jump out that window. Please don't come to my funeral. Have a good night.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Oh, FYI, his toothbrush is the red one in the plexiglass case under the UV light.
Got it.
Well, sleep tight.
Thanks.
Funny expression, sleep tight. It refers to the early construction of beds which featured a mattress suspended on interlocking ropes, which would occasionally... Sleep tight.
Leonard switches off the light and heads for bed. Penny lies down on the sofa and turns off the table lamp and settles down under a sheet. Everyone's forgotten about Raj, who's eating a sandwich in the kitchen. He makes his way out through the darkened living room, creeping past Penny. He does a little wave as he closes the door. Penny's disturbed by the sound of the door and places her pillow at the other end of the sofa. The next morning, Sheldon carries a bowl full of cereal towards the sofa, but Penny's still sleeping on it. He looks around, unsure where to sit. He tries perching next to her.
What are you doing?
Every Saturday since we've lived in this apartment, I have awakened at 6:15, poured myself a bowl of cereal, added a quarter cup of 2% milk, sat on this end of this couch, turned on BBC America, and watched Doctor Who.
And he's still sleeping.
Every Saturday since we've lived in this apartment, I've been waking at 6:15, poured myself a bowl of cereal.
You have a TV in your room. Why don't you just have breakfast in bed?
Because I'm neither an invalid nor a woman celebrating Mother's Day.
Oh, what time is it?
Almost 6:30.
I slept all day?
Oh, no, it's 6:30 in the morning.
What the hell is your problem?
Okay, this cereal has lost all its molecular integrity. I now have a bowl of shredded wheat paste.
Hola, nerd amigos.
Why do you people hate sleep? Are you wearing my robe?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll have it cleaned.
That's okay. Keep it. Where's Christine?
In the shower. Oh, by the way, where did you get that loofah mitt? Yours reaches places that mine just won't.
You used my loofah?
More precisely, we used your loofah. I exfoliated her brains out.
You can keep that, too.
Ah, well, then we'll probably need to talk about your stuffed bear collection.
Howard?
In here, m'lady.
There's my little engine that could.
They kiss.
Well, there's one beloved children's book I'll never read again.
Hi, Christy.
Leonard.
I'm Sheldon.
Right, you're Howard's entourage. So, Christy, what are your plans?
Well, Howard said he'd take me shopping in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, no, I meant plans to find some place to live, you know, other than with me. Not that I don't love having you, but it's a little crowded.
Penny, you're always welcome to stay with us.
Oh, terrific. Now we're running a cute little B&B.
Let me offer a little outside-the-box thinking here. Why doesn't Christy stay with me?
For one thing, you live with your mother.
I do not. My mother lives with me.
Well, then it's all settled. Christy will stay with Howard, Penny can go back to her apartment, and I'll watch the last 24 minutes of Doctor Who. Although at this point, it's more like Doctor Why Bother.
Sheldon, you just can't dictate.
No more talking. Everybody go.
So, what do you say? You want to repair to Casa Wallowitz?
What is that, like a Mexican deli?
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier. My last name is Wallowitz.
Oh, that's so cool. My first Jew.
I imagine there aren't very many kosher corn huskers.
But you're still taking me shopping, right?
Anything you want.
Okay, I'll go pack my stuff.
When they perfect human cloning, I'm gonna order 12 of those.
Howard, can't you see she's using you?
Who cares? Last night she pulled off her blouse and I wept.
Look, Howard, I know her, okay? She'll have sex with anyone as long as they keep buying her things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay! If you'll excuse me, I have some bar mitzvah bones to cash.
I'm sorry, we cannot do this without Wallowitz.
We can't order Chinese food without Wallowitz?
Let me walk you through it. Our standard order is the steamed dumpling appetizer, General Tso's chicken, beef with broccoli, shrimp with lobster sauce, and vegetable lo mein. Do you see the problem?
I see a problem.
Our entire order is predicated on 4 dumplings and 4 entrees divided amongst 4 people.
So we'll just order 3 entrees.
Fine. What do you want to eliminate? And who gets the extra dumpling?
We could cut it into thirds.
Then it's no longer a dumpling. Once you cut it open, it is at best a very small open-faced sandwich.
Oh, hi, fellas. Oh, where's your annoying little friend who thinks he speaks Mandarin?
He's putting his needs ahead of the collective good. Where he comes from, that's punishable by death.
I come from Sacramento.
Can we get an order of dumplings, but with 3 instead of 4?
No substitutions.
This isn't a substitution, it's a reduction.
Okay, no reductions.
Fine. Bring us 3 orders of dumplings. That's 12. We'll each have 4.
Well, that works.
No, if we fill up on dumplings, we need to eliminate another entree.
No eliminations.
If we have extra, we'll just take the leftovers home.
And divide it how? I'm telling you, we cannot do this without Wallowitz.
Wallowitz is with his new girlfriend. If you had let me invite Penny, then you would have had your 4th.
Have you seen Penny eat Chinese food? She uses a fork and she double dips her egg rolls.
We don't order egg rolls.
Exactly, but we'd have to if she was here.
Can we please make a decision? Not only are the children starving in India, there's an Indian starving right here.
There's an idea. Why don't we just go out for Indian food?
Oh, ugh.
You are nice boys. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you the 4 dumplings. When I'm walking over to the table, maybe I get bumped. One of the dumplings fall to the floor. No one has to know.
I'll know.
哎呀，咁样都有噶。
How about soup?
Yeah, we can always divide soup.
What about the wontons?
Outside Penny's apartment.
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
It's Halo night.
Yeah? Okay. So?
Well, with Wallowitz spending all of his time with your friend Christy...
She's not my friend. Friends do not get their friends' Care Bears all sweaty.
Right. Anyway, with Wallowitz occupied elsewhere, we had something we wanted to ask you. Sheldon?
Yes. Penny, we would very much appreciate it if you would be the fourth member of our Halo team. I don't think I need to tell you what an honor this is.
So sweet, but I'm going out dancing with a girlfriend.
You can't go out. It's Halo night.
Well, for Penny, it's dancing night.
You go dancing every Wednesday?
No.
And that's not dancing night.
Look, why don't I play with you guys tomorrow?
Tonight is Halo night. It's like talking to a wall.
All right, now, Sheldon, you and I are about to have a problem.
Sheldon, remember we role-played this?
Yes, but you didn't portray her as completely irrational.
All right, fellas, I gotta go. But good luck.
Maybe we should have asked if we could go dancing with her and her girlfriend.
Okay, assuming we could dance, which we can't, there are three of us and two of them.
So?
It's the Chinese restaurant all over again. And I assure you that cutting a dumpling in thirds is child's play compared with three men, each attempting to dance with 67% of a woman. Oh.
God's sake, Sheldon, you are driving me crazy.
Anger's not with me, sir, but with basic mathematics.
No, I'm pretty sure my anger's with you.
What's happening to us? We're falling apart.
Who are you calling?
The only man who can restore any semblance of balance to our universe.
Hi, this is Howard Wallowitz.
And this is Christy Vanderbilt.
We can't get to the phone right now because we're having sex.
You're not going to put that on your message, are you?
No, I'm just kidding. I'll re-record it.
I'm just saying, you can take the damn plastic off the couch once in a while.
Why? So you and Howard can hump on it?
Ladies, ladies, I'm sure there's a middle ground.
Shut up, Howard!
Right, you guys talk. I'm gonna take my scooter out for a little spin.
You happy? You drove your own son out of the house!
Why don't you stop butting in? You don't belong.
What are you guys doing here? It's Halo night.
He's not a man, he's a putz. And don't you take that tone with me, you gold digger.
What did you call me?
You heard me. And I'll tell you something else. You're barking up the wrong tree. Because as long as you're around, Howard is out of the will.
You know what? I got better offers. I'm out of here.
That's right. Go back to Babylon.
So Halo night, huh?
Sheldon, you got him in your sights. Fire! He's charging his plasma rifle.
Yeah, shoot now. I'm cloaking.
Now, Raj, kill Sheldon. Come see him.
That's why they call it cloaking, dead man.
Well, start throwing grenades.
I'm on out.
Hey, guys. My friends and I got tired of dancing, so we came over to have sex with you.
Now, no, Raj, jump in the tank.
We said no tank.
There are no rules in hell. Med pack! I need a med pack!
Told ya.
Sniper, use your rocket launcher!
All I've got is a needler, and I'm all out of ammo!
And now you're out of life! Why'd you hit pause?
I thought I heard something.
What?
No, never mind. Sorry, go.